Drum Corps International is proud to present Pacific Crest. California.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Behind the Crest, an inside look at what's happening with PC. This episode, we look back on the 2012 season. My name is Matt Lackey, and I'll be your host on this behind-the-scenes look at Pacific Crest. The 2012 season marked many achievements and changes for Pacific Crest. Perhaps one of the most significant additions was David Pham's appointment to manager of Drum Corps Operations. David is a veteran member of the ensemble, and after aging out in 2005, joined the visual staff and eventually became tour manager. His new role is a position specifically created to better manage the day-to-day operations of the Drum Corps.
Most of my responsibility included the stuff that I did as tour director, but it included having my hand more on things that were going on during rehearsal, just making sure that the members were rehearsing well, the morale stayed high, and making sure the members were taken care of, and dealing with any issues that the members brought up, or any support staff or instructional staff brought up, putting out more fires. I would say of the years I've been here, and I've been here since 2002, some of those years as a member, some of those years as instructional staff, and some of those years as a tour director, probably the best season Pacific Crest has ever had. Competitively, it was the best season Pacific Crest has had, highest placement at World Championships. According to the member survey that we gave after the season, a lot of the members gave us positive feedback. They feel that we're heading in the right direction. What some people might not know was that we were relatively young for 2012. There were a lot of rookies and first-year members. Even with that, the members performed excellent, and we're very proud.
Program coordinator Mark Gunderson shared some of his thoughts of the 2012 season at PC's year-end banquet.
Now, we went through a lot of staff changes this year in Pacific Crest, both from the preseason time to even a lot of staff changes and adjustments and things during the season. So I think it's really a testament to the quality of individuals and of our members and the staff that no matter what happened from month to month or week to week, we were all there, show up, take care of business with the end goal in mind of having a great performance in Indianapolis and a great time along the way. And I think as an ensemble and as a family, we really did a great job with that.
The banquet celebrates the season, but it's also an opportunity to recognize special individuals with whom the Drum Corps could not function without. The Perry Hall of Fame, which distinguishes outstanding volunteers, inducted Amy Clayton for her contributions over the past three seasons.
What hit me this year was that the field really is like a canvas and that all of our efforts go to making a painting on that. Everything we do goes for that 10 and 12 minutes where we see these amazing young kids and young adults do stuff that I never thought was possible. And it is such a privilege to be able to be part of it, to watch the show develop, to watch how people work with the canvas and the tools, the kids, the music, to see everything come together like that. And to be able to contribute a little bit of it, I just think it's an awesome privilege for me to be able to do this and then to represent all the volunteers who share in that. Thank you very much.
Thinking back on the 2012 season, all I can really think is, wow, the Corps accomplished so much without ever losing their identity and sense of purpose. Pacific Crest 2013 auditions are just around the corner. Do something amazing this summer and sign up for our experience camp on December 8th and 9th and auditions on December 15th and 16th. For more info, visit pacific-crest.org.